Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Benny and Haiti, put your headphones in and ignore your coworkers. 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, I think it starts with Coach Reed. The way the culture that he's built, we know it's a day-by-day process. And it's awesome to be in the Super Bowl, but we have to go put in the work every single day first. And I'm glad we're here, but it's going to be a great game. I'm excited for it.
I'm so appreciative of where I was drafted and the team that I have around me. And I know that it's a special run that we've been on. And so every time I'm here at media night or on this football field in the Super Bowl, I'm going to appreciate those moments because you never know what will be your last one.
If I could choose a play that wins the Super Bowl, I'm biased. I'm a running back, so it'd probably be some type of inside zone or wide zone and the ball on the 6-yard line and there's 10 seconds left and we got a timeout and you need a touchdown to win. So who are the best three active running backs in the NFL? I'm going to exclude myself, but I'm laughing at James jumping back there. But I'm going to exclude myself. I'm going to go Derrick Henry. I think Christian got injured this year. So I'm going to go Derrick. I'm going to go Gibbs. I'm going to go Bijan.
That's Saquon Barkley. Humility can help in a lot of phases of life. Excluding himself, who are the three best running backs in the National Football League? Obviously, he would be one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of himself, however, Derrick Henry. All right, ding. And, of course, he mentioned that Christian McCaffrey was hurt. So we're talking about right now. Christian McCaffrey missed most of the season for a team that was injury-plagued and didn't even make the playoff. Jahmyr Gibbs, Detroit. I think I'm cool with that.
Yeah, it was, especially after Montgomery got hurt, Bob. He had to really step up, and he did. So, yeah, no problem with that one either.
And he was still great, Vinny, when they were both sharing – they both got, which the new phrase, they both got to eat.
Yeah, and the thing, Gibbs was like the explosive guy. Montgomery was the touchdown maker.
So Gibbs, no doubt about it, going back to drafting running backs in the first round and that paying off for you. Absolutely. And then who was the other one? Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
Another first round draft pick.
That was your guy, wasn't it? Fantasy?
Was it?
I thought you had Bijan, yeah.
Well, I don't remember winning any money, but anyway. But yes, those three. So you get into this media scrum, and I've been to two media days, and they're, it's a bunch of stupid questions, and the players get inundated with this, that, and the other. Same with the coaches. And hey, it's cool to be. And Nolan, we were talking about, and Vinny's been to Super Bowls, and, we've been in this scenario where media day, if you're in the media, I got Dolan. Get out here. I have two media press credentials. And those will now, I don't know where they are. Full disclosure, they're in a basement somewhere buried under like 6,000 Christmas trees and ornaments and old VHS tapes, but they're there. But yes, it is a, if you're in this line of work, it is sort of a bucket list thing to do.
And I was saying, even if the Ravens aren't in it, I would love to be there. Obviously, if the Ravens are in the Super Bowl, that would be even greater. It would add even more significance and even more fun to the week, even more excitement. But yeah, I just want to be there. And quite frankly, in this line of work, if you're not there at Radio Row this week, sometimes it's like you don't even exist when it comes to booking guests. So I would enjoy that aspect as well.
Yeah. And the thing is, when you're there, Vinny, of course, you were with the 49ers where they were in a Super Bowl. You've been there other times. You just sit there at Media Row and it's like a convoy of.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you're a mid-market Baltimore midday radio show and Star X is walking by, and then big market midday radio show wants him at the same time, or her, they're going over there. So that was the one thing you had to contend with. And I remember the famous story Ray Bachman told me when him and Nestor were at one of the Super Bowls, apologize, can't remember, Boomer was going to go on with them, Esiason, you know, Maryland guy.
Right.
And Chris Carter's like, nah, you don't want to go with them. You want to go. And it was like literally the show across the hall from them. So that's the one thing you'd have to deal with. But just watching, even if you talk to him or not, you're like, hey, there's that actress. Hey, I know that guy. Yeah. Hey, there's Stanek and everyone. Not even, it's not even all sports related. It's anybody pimping movies, new albums are coming out. You got. I remember the Black Widow pool shooter, because we were in New Orleans and they had pool tables upstairs and she was there, and it's a wild scene.
So everybody is pimping something.
Exactly. And even if you get them on, for instance, today, which we're not. I mean, I think the Ardo might be there, but if they come on, they're gonna be like, hey. Joe Blow, Super Bowl, what do you think? That's great. All right, well, tell us about Old Spice deodorant first, because right. That's exactly while they're coming on. But anyway, that was one of the questions asked of Saquon Barkley. And another one was, if there was a play he'd want to run to win the Super Bowl. And we'll get to the last time Philly won the Super Bowl around 11:15. You know, obviously he wanted to have the hands in his ball, the ball in his hands, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, how do you answer the question?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, well, I just want us to win. I don't care. But if you're asking me, put me on the spot, let's do it. I'll do it.
Yeah, he wanted a zone, inside zone run from the 6-yard line?
Yeah.
And it was for the win.
Against a very difficult run defense, you know what I mean? But that's the sort of things you get. Also heard from Patrick Mahomes and just owning his success to Andy Reid. And Andy Reid, longtime coach of the Eagles, lost the Super Bowl there, multiple championship games, now becoming in the wins this Super Bowl. Mount Rushmore coach sort of thing?
Yeah. Oh, no question. 3 in a row.
I mean, he's got the win totals, got the championships. I mean, you look at Mount Rushmore of coaches. I mean, Lombardi's got to be on it. The freaking trophy's named after him. And he won championships before that.
Now, Clark Hunt did say that Andy Reid is definitely going to be back next year. So, I mean, they said that if he coached probably 3 more years, he could probably pass Belichick. And I don't. He turned 67 in March.
So we're looking. This wasn't where I was trying to go, but we'll just improvise and adapt. Lombardi, Belichick, got to go with Super Bowls, right?
Yeah.
And now Andy Reid. So Chuck Knoll, Bill Walsh, Don Shula, you know, Tom.
How many did Knoll have? 4.
He won 4 undefeated. In Super Bowls. And so was Bill Walsh.
Walsh was 4.
He was 3-0.
Oh, George had 2. Seifert.
And Joe Gibbs? Oh, yeah, they lost to the Raiders. That's right. So he was 3-1, yeah.
Yeah.
But either way, I mean, that's a tough list. Mount Rushmore, I guess, by definition, is 4. Andy Reid's making a real strong case to be one of those 4.
Because if he wins, Bob, what would he be, 4-2? In Super Bowls?
Yeah, he lost in Philly.
Philly.
And then he lost to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
In Tampa.
Right. When they blitzed the heck out of Mahomes.
With Bruce Arians there. So that's an interesting conversation to have. But for Patrick Mahomes to be selfless and give a lot of the credit, if not all of it, to Andy Reid, speaks volumes about him. But then again, I'm guessing, guys and ladies listening, that's kind of a goes both ways scenario. What Andy Reid's like, well, I'm not winning anything without Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, no. Same with Bill Walsh.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, every one of those guys had a great quarterback and great players. I mean, you don't win.
Well, Gibbs won with three different quarterbacks.
That's true.
Which puts him in a different kind of category there. But to point, so he talking about that, and then just thankful for being in every Super Bowl as Patrick Mahomes because it's become old hat for him. So yeah. He's a vet, even though he's not even 30 years old yet. He's already done this Super Bowl dance multiple
times. Bob, how do you think doing the, I guess it'd probably be if we were down there because it's at night. It was at night, so yeah. Then I guess you're doing your show during the day, and then you got to go hang out at night. I'm guessing that's what you got to do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, for players, for about four players per team, they got their own tables and everything else. Otherwise, everybody, all the other players, they're sitting in the stands just BSing with each other because nobody wants to talk to them. There's like... You know, Mahomes, Kelsey, Chris Jones. Who else do you really want? Andy Reid.
Now, Roger Goodell spoke as well. State of the NFL. And we don't have it, and we'll get it for you. But if you didn't hear or read his commentary, the thought that the Chiefs were favored or getting preferential treatment is nonsense. But even if it was, which it's not, by the way.
Right.
He would never admit that. That would be stupidity.
Yeah. What's he going to say? That my refs right. are on the taker yeah, when we tell them that the Chiefs... that's like the dumbest question to ask him. You know, so I'm... You know, I mean, if you're... How do you even handle that? I mean, come on. I mean, you know...
ask it, sure, because that's what you're... Keep in mind, the media is a conduit to the fans.
You know, no doubt.
So you're talking for the fans, and if Goodell's down at Pickles sucking down a beer at BBT, multiple people, probably Rashawn's buddy Justin or Dustin, will go up there and be like, why are the Chiefs preferential treatment before Dustin gets ejected from Pickles Pub? So you have to ask just to get him to respond. Sort of like Mark Andrews after the Bills game.
Yeah.
You know how he felt. But you just had to wait for him to tell you how crappy he felt about dropping multiple things that day.
Well, Bob, McDermott talked to his team before, and then even after, you know, that, hey, you gotta beat more than just the Chiefs, you know? So it's a legitimate question to ask.
No doubt about it. Vinny at 81057, the fan, you want to get in? We were talking about yesterday. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Your interest level in the Super Bowl. Now, Vinny's going to start breaking down the Kansas City Chiefs today as we get into keys and film study and stats as they have the rematch with the Philadelphia Eagles. No Kevin Willard today. He'll be joining us tomorrow. Damon Evans will be moved back to Thursday as well. Terps will be at Ohio State on Thursday night, 7 o'clock. You can hear the game, 105.7 The Fan. But the interest level in the game, again, yesterday, tepid. Man. Outside of the figuring out what sort of bets I'm going to make, and we'll get into the props and the picks later in the week. Once we get maybe to Friday, then Saturday, and certainly game day, then you'll ramp up the interest in actually watching a good football game, deciding championships, because if the Chiefs win, as we've stated 1,000 times, they'll be the first team to ever win 3 straight Super Bowls, and that puts them in. We'll be talking about them. Well, sports fans will be talking about them long after we've moved into whatever dimension we're moving in.
All right, Bob, what day does your wife go, Bob, what do we want for food on Sunday?
She hasn't mentioned anything yet, and neither have I, most importantly, even though I might be leaning. Probably Friday.
Yeah.
Saturday. Definitely Saturday, because that's
when grocery store.
That's when the grocery shopping. But be honest with you, not to make it about grub, and we can turn this into a conversation if you want. Don't want anything elaborate, as we said.
Oh, I like Becky always just calls it game food, you know, football on Sunday.
Burgers,
food.
Wings,
yeah.
Hot
I like
dogs.
Like the mini burgers.
And the thing is, too, we're not having a ton of people over. It's probably just going to be me and her.
Yeah.
So not an elaborate spread, but one that's tasty nonetheless. It's Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan, Super Bowl 59 coming up here. Spring training starts in 9 days or 8 days, as pitchers and catchers report. I will close this hour, or first segment, if you would allow me, Nolan and Vinny, and pray tribute to Rich Dower. Passed away yesterday at the age of 72. The Orioles sent out the release yesterday. Two-time World Series participant with the Birds. 1-83. Played very well, by the way, in the 83 World Series. Hit a home run, as a matter of fact, Game 7 of the 79 World Series, which unfortunately was the only run the Orioles would score that day against the Pirates. But he was also a first-round pick out of USC, where he won 2 College World Series. He also won a ring as a coach with the Astros in 2017. Whoa. So this is a guy, 2 World Series college titles, World Series championship as a player, and that the list of those are short, and he's on it, and then got that ring with the Houston Astros at 17. 86 consecutive errorless games in 1978, 425 errorless chances, which were American League records. So Rich Dower, one of the great Orioles of all time. Might not be in a Frank Robinson, Brooks, Palmer level, but he played good baseball on a lot of good teams. He never played for a losing team with the Orioles. And he came up in 76, teammate of Palmer, our buddy Ross Grimsley, among many others. So, Rich Dower, rest in peace, gone at the age of 7.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right out of the gate, Super Bowl 59. We're going to hear from participants as media night took place yesterday. We'll have all these people talking about Andy Reid and Travis Kelce and Mahomes. Sirianni got kissed by a Chad Johnson yesterday. That kind of came out of nowhere. Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, etc., etc., etc. But asking you your interest level in said game, because it has the potential maybe to be a pretty epic Super Bowl. Because the first one they played 2 years ago, entertaining game.
Yep.
And many, as we talked about as well, there was a long stretch where the Super Bowls were blowouts or boring. But the last few years, they've all been pretty epic must-watch scenarios
here. Yeah. And like you said, Bob, I mean, like, for us, I don't, you know, I'm not that anxious yet, but like you said, game day, and we have a good game, then you'll be talking about it on Monday that, hey, that was a hell of a game. That was fun to watch, you know? So I'll be looking forward to it once it starts, because you like the cast of characters that are playing.
Now, for the Ravens, their offseason has begun. Unfortunately, did 3 weeks ago. And Justin Tucker has been the big news story of this Ravens news cycle. I mean, you still have free agency. You have all the other things you have to do in regards to personnel decisions. And as we don't want to circle back too much to Justin Tucker, but has he kicked his last football for the Baltimore Ravens based on these allegations? Keep in mind, just allegations. Again, I'm a due processor, but severe allegations with multiple accusers here.
Yeah. Well, Bob, was it you talking about that yesterday, or was it somebody else I was talking? Because they kind of brought up, like, the Ray Rice, you know, and when it happened with Ray Rice, he was coming off a bad season. And then it was kind of easy to kind of ease him out the door.
Yeah.
And with Justin Tucker coming off his worst season, so if you want to ease him out the door, it's not a bad time, you know, to do that. Or, you know, I mean, he was good at the end, but they're definitely, you know, if I'm Harps, on my sheet, one of the biggest needs, we need to find a kicker. We need to bring in two kickers. And Randy Brown, Randy. And Randy's good at that stuff, finding, because they kind of send him out like in the draft and stuff. And he did it with Stout, the punter, and he did it with Tucker. You go find the guy. Go get the guy. And they've had a history, you know, Gano, and they've had a lot of guys
sure. That
have gone on to other teams, so they've had success doing it. So I expect them to be in the market. Whether they take a guy in the seventh round, that's kind of when kickers kind of go, sixth, seventh round. I'm not going to be shocked by it.
And keep in mind, Tucker himself came in as an undrafted free agent out of Texas, competing against the incumbent at the time, Billy Cundiff. And we all know the last kick he had as a Raven, he missed in the AFC Championship game. And then it turned out to be a brilliant decision, because Tucker has been one of the best Ravens of all time. But, man, is it a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately scenario in the world of sports or in other walks of life where this guy, a year ago, Ravens have problems, he ain't one of them.
Yes.
Then he became a problem. And then stabilized after the bye. Now it's I don't want to say it's a reality, but very strong chance that Justin Tucker's played his last game for the Ravens.
I would think so. And I think that'll be a definitive decision when Harbs and Eric go down to Bisciotti's and they discuss it down there. Maybe they are maybe on the phone. They probably have already talked about it, and they probably already decided what they're going to do. But I think it would be hard to bring, because, Bob, we know there's going to be Moore's, like Ed Norris was telling us, Moore's going to come out.
Yeah, and the media scrutiny, holy mackerel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, and when the numbers start to build, where there's smoke, there's fire, just like we were saying with Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, it's a tough gig because Justin Tucker's, Tucker's been one of the most popular players in the Ravens for, what, 13 years now?
Yeah.
Ubiquitous with his TV appearances here. Nolan, you're a diehard Ravens fan. What do you think? Tucker Dunzo, and should he be?
Well, I think the team's reputation is also kind of at stake here. I mean, Vinny mentioned the Ray Rice stuff. This isn't the first time that there's been kind of a black eye on the team. And it's not a Ravens thing. I mean, go across the league. It's unfortunate, but it's the reality. A lot of these guys can't act right. I mean, it is what it is. You know, guys are getting in trouble all the time. But going back to the Ray Rice thing, I mean, for being honest, that wasn't handled the right way by the Ravens. You know, I remember that was kind of around late summer, preseason-ish time when this stuff was coming out. And I think the league suspended him for just a few games. And this was before the video evidence was seen by
Ravens
everyone.
Ravens were defending him.
They were defending mm-hmm. him. He comes running out of the tunnel for a preseason game. The crowd gives him a standing ovation. Week later, we see the video. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's right. All right, we got to get rid of this guy. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's a bit ridiculous to me that, you know, some fans have already forgotten how they handled that situation and are now bringing that to the Justin Tucker thing. I'm like, just stop embarrassing yourself, please.
Well, the Ravens really haven't done anything with Justin Tucker yet. They released a statement. We take things seriously. The accusations, obviously, mm-hmm. are of one abusing power, to say the least. And that's probably the polite way to put it. And we don't want to get too graphic. I mean, this guy was having a good time on a massage table. You know what I mean? And he was getting handsy.
Yeah.
Which is frowned upon in those situations.
Bob, who walks into a massage parlor in your uniform, you know, and say, hey, I'm Justin Tucker, you know? I mean, come on.
And especially if you're going to get aggressive.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Well, I mean, you want to be as discreet as you possibly can. You put on the fake beard and the Groucho Marx nose and glasses and all of this stuff so nobody knows who you are, instead of walking around with your Super Bowl ring and your, oh my gosh, your jersey on.
Yeah. Well, when you look at the calendar, though, Bob, I mean, the start of the new league year is, what, March something? So when do they really have to do something? Probably then. Because that could kind of determine our cap situation. And, you know, you determine, all right, are we going to cut him after June 1, designate him after June 1 cut, or do we cut him now? You know, so I think that'll be coming probably early March. They'll have their decision one way or another, and then things will kind of play out. But, you know, I mean, Bob, with the media and that, you know that there are more people, more media people now are invested. It's just grind sure. now.
And once there's an opportunity to perhaps, you know, get a financial settlement.
Yeah. No doubt.
And then you are going to see, again, I have no idea if he's guilty or innocent, but the evidence seems to point to the fact that this guy was habitual in this inappropriate behavior.
That's the way it's. I think you said it yesterday. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, 410-583-1057 is how you join us. Turn it up Tuesday. Pick a song. We'll crank it up to 12. Take your phone calls. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. We'll talk to him about this very subject at the top of the hour. Whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports last night? A lot. And historically, a lot. Locally, so stay tuned for that. And then Vinny starts breaking down the Kansas City Chiefs, two-time defending Super Bowl champions, trying to make history. And we've talked about this too. If you've been, getting out of your Ravens lost coma, are they, the Chiefs, more unlikable than the Patriots were just a few short years ago? The Cooper Kupp, Rams told him he's out.
Yeah.
Is it interest here in Baltimore? We'll get into all of that and more, but let's get out to the phone. Sportsnet 583-1057 is the number. As the Ravens are done, it's San Francisco's done. It is Kansas City, who beat San Francisco last year. Philadelphia rematch. Another rematch for the Chiefs, by the way, during the Super Bowl stretch. Beat the 49ers twice, trying to make it two in a row against the Philadelphia Eagles. We could talk about all of that. We got pitchers and catchers in 8 days. Maryland at Ohio State coming up on Thursday night. A game you can hear on the Fan, but let's go to Arbutus and get Ed. Ed, thanks for holding. What's happening on this Turn It Up Tuesday?
Bob, Benny, good morning to you, gentlemen.
Hey, Ed.
Reiteration, Bob, of your opening tribute on the passing of former Oriole Hall of Fame infielder Rich Dower. As you said, two College World Series teams at USC, 10-year MLB playing career, all with the O's, second base and third base. He was a contact hitter and knew his role in the batting order slots. He was always slated at the two or the eight spot. Very rarely struck out. Most in one season, I think it was only 36 times. He perfected the art of hitting behind base runners to advance them into scoring position. Starting second baseman on the last Oriole World Series championship team, 1983. Stellar defender, amazing fielding percentage of .988, which also included errorless record streaks of note. As you mentioned, Bob, 86 games, no boots, 425 chances clean as a middle infielder. There's a whole lot of traffic in that middle. Himself, catcher Rick Dempsey, and cannon arm third baseman Todd Cruz. 7, 8, and 9 batting slots in the 1983 World Series, referred to as a bunch of no-names, of which they renamed themselves as the Three Stooges. And all they did was silence the critics, producing in the clutch, offense and with the gloves. Dower went on to coach with various teams, most notably on another World Series champion, the Astros, in 2017. Last thing, Rich Dower was the consummate team-comes-first pro. Good Oriole gone, but he's not forgotten. That's it, gentlemen. I appreciate your courtesy.
All right, Ed. Nice tribute to Rich Dower. As we said, multiple rings in college and in Major League Baseball. By the way, one of those World Series teams he played with, USC, it was Rich Dower, Steve Kemp.
Okay.
Longtime major leaguer. Fred Lynn.
Yeah.
And Roy Smalley, among others. There are a lot of MLB dudes on those USC teams. So Rich Dower, Oriole Hall of Famer, passing away, if you're just tuning in, people, yesterday at the age of 72. It's Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw, and Michael over there. Turning up Tuesday. Let's get back to the phones. Go to Matt in Maine. Matt, what is up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Man, that's a heck of an Orioles team they're putting together in heaven, huh, Bob?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of Hall of Famers on that squad for sure.
Wow. Hey, so from up here in coastal Maine, listening to all the Justin Tucker stuff. So, you know, gosh, man, think about the fact that he's got an 8-year-old kid in one of the school systems down there. And that's, try to keep that in perspective too, from up here, just thinking about that. He's probably in private school, but he's in school nonetheless. And Jesus, like, your dad, your hero, and this kind of stuff comes out. But I wanted to ask you guys something. I went back and listened to the podcast on the banner. I mean, the stuff is so well done. I mean, it feels like old school journalism when journalism was actually journalism. And, you know, they basically said that they heard the rumors for years. Then they basically just started, you know, searching Twitter for comments. And then they started interviewing people that had put those comments out. And, you know, I fully believe he's dead in the water on this. But what I want to ask is, if the banner can that quickly gathered that much information, you know, these years, 12 to 16, then from 16 on up until last year when he struggled, you know, this guy was all world everything. And how is there even a 10% chance? I imagine that the team has people constantly watching social media and everything else. It's kind of bothersome to me to think that if there's even a 10% chance that from 21 until now, that the team knew anything about this, to me, that's a bigger problem than just Justin Tucker. Because this isn't to go after Harbs or DaCosta or anything, but Harbs likes to paint this kumbaya picture of that team. You know, let's get on knees and pray in the locker room and everything else. And that's all great. But if you are turning an eye at all to anything like this, or not even confronting him about the rumors, I mean, we're talking 4 years, and the banner basically in a matter of basically months puts this entire thing together. I'll hang up and listen, but just I kind of want Vinny's opinion just because of his background and your opinion, Bob, just being in Baltimore, like me growing up there. You know how small of a town it is in some ways. It seems very, very hard to believe that the team for the last 4 years did not hear any of these rumors. Good talking to you guys today.
All right, Matt, thank you. And great point.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And the other thing, Bob, that you know, I was thinking when he was talking was, why did he... Did he just stop in 16?
I'm not Columbo, right?
Right.
But I got one more question. All of a sudden, you didn't want to go anymore?
You're right.
And one more question. Ravens, you didn't know? Because apparently these voices were pretty loud.
Yeah. Well, let me just say this, Bob. All teams have head of security. And they're usually ex-cops, and they're people that are tied to the police department. And you pretty much know everything that's going on.
It's Baltimore. It's everybody, even if you're not even a Raven. You're just a dude or lady from Baltimore. Somebody, there's the old 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon movies he was in that relate to, you know, Laurence Olivier or whatever it is. There's some that's not even, it's like 4 degrees. Somebody knows somebody that knows somebody that knows you.
And I think Matt was 100% right there. I mean, last Thursday when this was breaking and into Friday, everyone on media, social media, prominent media people, just fans, everyone was practically tripping over themselves to say, oh, I knew about this.
Yeah.
I knew about this for nine, 10 years.
You said it to me. You've been hearing it for
But I didn't know it to be true.
No. Right.
It's certainly not going to get on the air.
But if you're the Ravens.
And I did zero investigative reporting into it.
But if you're the Ravens and you hear like anything like that, it's your job as security, you know, or if you're Harbs or if you hear, you know, you go to your security people and what do you hear about this? So I'm guessing that, I mean, they had to know.
There's got to be someone that works at One Winning Drive that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody.
Yes.
That heard these accusations. So there we go. But we don't know that to be fact, of course, and we want to be factual, not first, here on Vinny and Haiti. It's Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. If you're on the phones, hang tight. We'll get you when we come back. Turn it up Tuesday. Kevin Allstriker talking about this subject. I'm sure he can't wait to talk about it. From USA Today to Ravens Wire. Preview the Super Bowl with him as well. Whip around 11:15. And then Vinny starts breaking down the two-time defending Kansas City Chiefs and why this might not be their best team in totality, but why they might be hard to beat when it's all said and done. That line's been holding steady for a week plus, 1.5. Chiefs over the Eagles, AFC versus NFC, and then Vinny's breakdown of said Chiefs coming up. Well, as we start the breakdowns, I should say, at 11:30, Terps play Thursday night at Ohio State. Mike DeCourcy, who we had on Friday, has Maryland right now as an 8 seed in Raleigh, where their potential second-round matchup would be Duke. And I haven't hated Duke in a minute because they don't play him anymore. But, boy, that would certainly bring up some old wounds, no doubt about it. Orioles 8 days away, pitchers and catchers. We pay tribute to Rich Dower. Anything we want to get into, we will. But let's go to Johnny and Gwin Oak. Johnny, what is up?
Thoughts and prayers to Rich Dower's family. He was a great player and a great guy. On Tucker, the allegations that he has, they're just allegations. And I don't understand why it's, you know, he would even, if this happened yesterday, I get it. It happened back in 2016. The statute of limitations is 3 years in most states, but in the state of Maryland, it's only 1 year. I don't get it. And he's not treated fairly. Last year, they went out and got Devin Cook. He had a ton of stuff hanging over him. So look at what happened to Robert Kraft. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Look what happened to Peyton Manning. Nothing. So unless they just want to get that below the salary cap, I don't see an issue with this. I'm out.
All right, Johnny, thank you. Now, this isn't the Ravens digging up dirt. This is allegations coming from alleged victims, multiple victims at that. And we don't know if the Ravens were hell-bent on getting rid of Justin Tucker anyway, because they've been saying all along, well, they did during the postseason stuff, John and Eric, that they still have 100% faith in Justin Tucker.
Yeah, and Eric, I mean, he said that my expectation is that Justin Tucker will be our kicker next year. And we'll see. I mean, statute of limitation, perception is the problem. And what you said about zero tolerance with any of this type of stuff. So
owner of the team said that.
Yeah. So we're gonna see what happens. My gut tells me that they're gonna be looking for a kicker.
Now we can fairly assume they were gonna bring in competition anyway.
No doubt.
Even if this was not a pretty significant news story throughout Baltimore and nationally in the NFL, but now it seems a foregone conclusion that the NFL is going to get involved here. Let's not forget that, everybody. This might not even be a Ravens thing. This could be a Roger Goodell thing coming in here and dropping down the old hammer.
But I guess if all of them are between 12 and 16, can they? Those are the questions I don't know either.
I've never been to get a massage, as I've stated many times.
Yeah, I got one and I was like, eh.
You know, I've had massages, but I didn't pay for them.
But I mean,
maybe
athletes,
in the long run, I did, if you know what I'm saying.
All these athletes, they have their, like, we heard Derrick Henry, he spends $250,000 on all that type of stuff. And I remember, like, when I was in Washington, Santana Moss, every Monday night, he would go, you know, and he would get his massage. And I think Mondays and Wednesdays. All NFL, most NFL players, they have their own person that they go to their house or come to their house. And I don't know. I mean, I've never dealt with anything like that since I heard Deshaun Watson. And
you worked in San Francisco and Washington.
Yep.
I'm going to assume they had licensed massage therapist on payroll.
Yes. I traveled with us. But
so why not go in-house?
They,
as opposed to, you know, putting on some incense and
right. Well,
you know,
Bob,
drinking cognac.
I think all of them preferred to do it when they wanted it. Because if you have a guy in-house, you know, he's there like after practice or, you know, he's not coming to your house. It's not as convenient, let's say that. And he doesn't cost you anything if you use the in-house guy. But use the other, you're paying out of your pocket. And those guys that are making a ton of money, they don't care. I'll bet you Tom Brady was getting massages and everything else, you know, at his house or wherever.
Hey, man, you got to get in the flow, I guess. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Talk about this news, blockbuster at that, out of one winning drive. And we'll preview Super Bowl 59. Ravens played both teams, Kansas City and Philadelphia, lost to both teams. And what does that mean coming up Sunday? Nothing. But we've got an up-close and personal look at both.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.